Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. And today I am live from Papalote, Mexico. For those of you who are not familiar, as I was a few years ago with the Baja Peninsula in the country of Mexico, this is the most proficient agricultural area in the Western Hemisphere. As we were sitting with our host last night, he said, they call him Dewey down here. What you mentioned that there's an area over here that there's strawberries. And what was the square miles? And he looked at me and he said, no, Vance, that was just one farm. There's one farm that harvests strawberries this time of year, 23 square miles. That's just one farm. So that's the area where I'm broadcasting live from today. I had the opportunity, oh my goodness, a few weeks ago during spring break to join a work team that came down here, and we had a little mishap a few hours into our journey, and our trailer decided it did not want to make the complete journey, so we abandoned it, cut our losses, and the journey that I'm on now, or this trip, is to finish that and bring, I really don't know how to put the value on something, but I'm guessing about $25,000 to $30,000 worth of construction supplies, windows, mostly windows and doors that were donated by a lot of variety of different people, and 34 hours, almost to the minute, that the five of us took driving straight through. No sleeping in a bed, just taking turns, taking shifts. Three principal drivers, and then my niece and her cousin, and it's been an amazing journey. But I want to focus in this morning. I'm not going to talk a lot about that, but I just want to give you a kind of perspective of where I'm calling from. And something happened with me 3 weeks ago. I was talking with one of my travel mates, Daryl, about this. I actually changed the verbiage. And in a culture where climate change is talked about all the time, and I'm not just referring to when we talk about climate change in the weather, economically, politically, family-wise, there's always major changes that occur that were different or that are different than the norm. We see this happening in UConn, and it seems to happen on a regular basis where there's a big shift. And if we don't take a stop and take a step back, we often will be going down the same road and saying, that's not the way we used to do it. Well, we have to be honest and simply say, no, the way we used to do it may not have been wrong. It's simply different, and this is the way our culture is today. When Mekin built and moved into a 213,000 square foot facility, we drove by it on our journey down here in the Irvine Biz Spectrum Business Area, the internet was not as proficient as it is today. There literally wasn't. They had a call center of several, I don't know if it was several hundred, but there were several dozen employees in there that did nothing but answer the phone and take orders and help with customer service. Well, today their call center is maybe a dozen or so people, because so much is done on the internet. It's radically changed. If you hit star six, I haven't even gotten into any of the Q&A stuff yet. If you hit star six on your phone accidentally, if you can hit it again, that'll mute your line, because with me calling from Mexico, I know that's going to put a delay in everything and all that stuff. But just give me a couple minutes and we're going to jump right into this topic. The changes that have occurred in Mekin constantly is reminiscent of the verbiage that I changed in my mission statement that I wrote 24 years ago. And all I did was change two words, something that I had penned in a very pivotal time in my life in January of 1994. My mission statement, and if any of us who have done human being more, or we call it silver training, now it's becoming your best self training, when you sit down and you write a mission statement that starts out with the purpose of my life is, and the mission of that, how to accomplish that, for me, the purpose of my life is to glorify God and worship Him with all my heart. And my mission to accomplish that is to live this day. That's what I changed, to live this day with passion, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. It used to say to live every day. But while I was here 3 weeks ago, something occurred, and I thought, you know, change is happening. And looking at the statistics that we have, 7 in North America that are part of Team Kaizen, and down here in Mexico, they have over 100. Herb Brapp and I spoke a few days ago. He called me for a quick question, and we got to dialogue for about 20 minutes. Herb is the only member of Team Kaizen in North America, the U.S. and Canada, that has been part of that group, that leadership group, for the whole entire time, since that group was formed 4 years ago. Jason has had the opportunity to be part of it twice, but Herb's the only consultant in North America that's been part of that. But we were talking about several different things, but one of them was this thing called change. And two things that he shared with me, one piggybacks on what Linda Moore shared with us last week, and I'm going to kind of put that off to the sidebar. But one of the things that he did say was, and we have to be willing to look at Nikan as a business, as consultant, and integrate it into our everyday lives and recognize the fact that we are the only total wellness company that can deliver. There's lots of great companies out there. But when you look at total wellness, sleep, water, nutrition, yes, we have air products right now, but just looking at those three categories, sleep, water, and nutrition, those are the basic essentials. We're the only company that has all three of those. And we're one of the few companies that's willing to continue to spend every year millions of dollars in research and development. And that's something that is something that often I forget, and how this climate change affects us. But here's my one main point. Oh, by the way, the sidebar that Herb Rapp shared, and for those of you who have heard Linda Morris last week talk about the simplicity, the formula of half your body weight in ounces of water every day to maintain hydration, and then the formula for maintaining weight and turning your body into an aggressive fat-burning machine, and I should say detoxifying machine, or, you know, releasing stuff out of your body that should not be there. The formula for that is half your body weight in grams of protein. And I like that, easily digestible protein, okay, especially when you start the day. Something like K3A. Oh, here's a novel concept, the KBB. It's so simple. And I'm finding this week alone, I have the potential of 3 more customers, 3 casual conversations with people that I said, you know, here's a formula I learned years ago and it helped me. And they looked and they kind of tipped their head and said, Altium. Well, that makes sense. Herb added this little sidebar note. Don't allow, he said, every day before noon, nothing but protein. He said, Vance, 2 months' time, I popped 18 pounds. In 2 months' time, 18 pounds. Every day, start your day with protein, and don't put anything in your mouth except for protein. Now, I cheat. I had a cup of 1 7-ounce cup of organic coffee. I don't know where these beans are grown, but the packet says organic. With a little bit of sugar. I don't have any creamer with me. I just put a little bit of cane sugar. And I know it's real. It's raw sugar based on the color. That's all I had today. And I don't know what we're having for breakfast. But that's a simple thing you can do. And your brain starts to function in a different realm. You'll find that the pounds drop off. You'll find that your body just functions better. So if you missed last week, go back to listen to that one. But this climate change that we're in today, it affects culturally our customers, for one, remembering that 91% of people get introduced to Nutrien because of the products, and then those of us who are actively building it as a business, as business consultants, distributors for Nutrien. It's changed radically, especially what just occurred a few weeks ago, and how we place orders. We registered our daughter as a customer in November of 2015, and we continue to purchase products underneath her customer or ID number, or we have auto ship set up underneath her customer ID number. It comes to our house. She is a legit customer. And we continue to do that month after month after month since November of 2015. It's no different than any other conventional business. While on this journey down here at the border, we got to go into the something to declare line. And that line was filled with people, part of the Baja 1000, which is an 1,100-mile off-road race and 350-mile on-road race. There's 250 racers. We met one of them who gave us his card and said, if you're ever in Southern California, need anything. And it's a tremendous guy. I get to meet his racing team, get to see his vehicle. But in that something to declare line, as he was talking about his business and what it costs to make this vehicle, I'm sharing this with him. This is the price of doing business. We order Nutrien products for our own consumption because we are in the business. That allows us to take all the home-based business disruptions of the, I don't even remember what the amount was, that we earned from Nutrien last year. Because some of you, if I remembered what the amount is, and I can't, but let me just give you this factoid. Of all the money we earned from Nutrien last year in 2017, this week, we're supposed to make estimated tax payments because we're not W-2 employees. Nutrien doesn't withhold every month. They just send us the full amount, and we're supposed to, you know, we're responsible for our taxes. I wrote a total to the city of Portland, to the state of Oregon, and to the U.S. federal government, we call it the IRS. I wrote a total of $2,400 in checks. Why was it only that much? Well, there's a couple reasons, but one of the biggest ones is we treat it like a business, and we buy all of our products and have for years, either by clicking the retail button, or we order them underneath our daughter's customer account. Please hear me carefully. The one greatest thing that all of us as consultants need to start, if we're not, we need to treat this as a business, and if we're ordering products and clicking the wholesale button, I'd like to see that button go away. And I alluded to this a few weeks ago. Down here in Mexico, they only have one price for the Nutrien products. It's retail. It's the customer price. The waterfall is $327 regardless. There's no wholesale amount. We should just take that out of our brain. When you order anything from Nutrien, you order it retail. You're going to get that money back. Oh, some would say, well, Vance, I'm paying more for it, and then I have to declare more on taxes. Exactly. Because when you declare more on taxes, you're declaring it's a legit business. Therefore, you get to deduct all these things. That's the coolest part about it. Ask anybody who has a conventional business why they run things through their business. With customers, there's no other price. It's just that price. If you're giving your customers a discount, shame on you. Stop doing that. Treat it like a business, and the business will reward you handsomely. And you'll never get frustrated. Well, I'm sharing it with different people, and I'm just not making any money. Or you're not treating it like a business. Your intent should be to go into this as a business. With brand new consultants, here's something that they do here in Mexico that has accelerated the number of people that are part of that group called Team Kaizen, over 100, is that when someone makes that decision, not because they want to get the products wholesale, but simply because they want to build a business. Their intention should be to get the biggest bang for their buck, and that is get to the silver level as fast as you possibly can. For a brand new consultant who invests $99, that's the business fee, that's the startup cost, that's it. No going out and getting a contractor's license, which costs several hundred dollars. No registering for Uber and going and getting a vehicle. And none of that. $99. And at that point, you start buying the products for your own use. This is how they do it down here. They invest in all of the products for their own use, for their business, and they buy them retail. And then they get a rebate back on the 15th of the following month. The difference in the wholesale and the retail amount, that's their rebate. It's a full 25%, 20%, depending on how you punch in the numbers on the calculator. But it's irrelevant. If they're spending $125 on products, they're going to get $25 back as their rebate. That's a win-win. Okay? And immediately, right out of the gate, if they so choose to start building their business in the first month, and we have the same opportunity with Nikon. It's called the Fast Start Program. Julie Clark is one of the consultants in our group that I know that is adamant about this, is that the goal should be to get that person to executive and silver as fast as you possibly can. Well, you get to executive almost by default just buying your own products to start building your business. Just like any other conventional business, there's startup costs. Your wellness home. Bob Satterwhite and her team in Richmond, Virginia, they have a goal, and I can't remember what it is. Maybe there's somebody from the team. I want to say it was 500 wellness home starts in 2018. What does that mean? Well, somebody who's a customer or who joins Nikon and they buy a pair of insoles or they buy a waterfall, that's a wellness home start, because a wellness home can be a little or a lot, depending on what's up. When a brand new consultant gets 500 during their first month or their first full month, 500 in customer points, points that actually matter. Now, everything is going to matter. It's going to count in the future. We don't know when it's going to officially, it isn't on there yet. Maybe with the IC changes that are going into effect tonight, maybe it will. I don't know. But if we just register ourselves, a kid, or you know, somebody, and buy that through our business that way, or click the retail button, it'll all count. We know it'll count because it shows up as counting. Hit 500 your first month or your first full month, and do it two more consecutive months. Not only are you executive earning an extra 10%, but you get that $99 back. So your initial $99 is refunded in the form of free product. So that business fee, that business start, has now been eliminated, so you just got it back, and you're helping other people discover the world of Nikon. That's how they do it down here in Mexico. That's how they have so many people as part of Team Kaizen. But they're building wellness homes. These consultants are starting with the intent to build a business. They're not front-loading, they're not stockpiling, they're starting businesses. Remember, though, again, when we're talking to people, 91% join because of a product experience. And that's one of the biggest climate changes that's happening right now. We have the products priced for customer acquisition. You can look at any one of them. Take that list of nutritional shakes by 50, well, not 50 different companies, but 50 different shakes. I think there's about 43 or 45 different companies. Look where we are. Nikon, the KBB, the Kenzen Vital, the house is number 7 from the top. That is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. You buy it for yourself, you start using it every day, half your body weight, you know, in grams of protein, and really focus on protein only before noon. Your body will immediately, you'll start as David Bollinger and Roger Dermer taught us years ago. In the first 3-4 days, you'll notice a difference. And the pounds will just start shedding, they'll start dropping off. Why? Because you're detoxifying, cleansing your body. Add the cleanse and detox. I brought my bottle with me. I don't take it every day, but down here, I know I'm going to be eating meals that are a little bit bigger than I do at home. And the neat thing is they're all organic, and it's cooked with real food. So my point is this, and I'll stop. And the line is open. *6 on your phone line. Everybody is crystal clear. They should be at this point. We all should understand. Order the products by clicking the retail button or underneath of a customer ID. And please, I alluded to this, I think, last week. Please don't order products as a consultant wholesale. There's absolutely no reason to do that. Pay the difference, get the rebate back the following month, pay more, and now you've really isolated yourself as a legit business entity. And you, the neatest thing is, just Google it. Google home business deductions. It will floor you. That was my point about only paying $2,400 in taxes. Now, maybe we should have paid more. I don't know. But I didn't pay any estimated taxes last year in 2017 because I had this gut check. Now, I know there's a small penalty that we have to pay because we didn't make any estimated taxes. I understand that. And if that scares you, fine, don't do it. But my point is this. All the different deductions that we got to take because of a home-based business, because we treated as one, allowed us to really max out keeping what we earned. And that was significantly higher than it's ever been in the past when you look at that percentage. How is it possible? Well, it just is. But number one, we recognize climate change in our culture today, and there's so many changes happening constantly. Just in the last year, what's happened, and I'm not going to say it's all because of a shift politically and that our president, however, there's been a lot of business changes, and Nikan is right on the front edge as a forerunner or a trailblazer of saying, hey, we're doing business this way, and this is how we do it. And we've always been that way. Look at just our products alone. We've always been a step ahead of everybody else. And the innovation, and then so in talking to customers, it's the same way. It's, yeah, we have a solution for that. Let's sit down, let's talk about it. Three people this week, and amongst my overactive schedule, that will all, actually, two of them are already customers, but they're not utilizing something that, you know, the nutritional products. So it's absolutely huge. So *6, that little tirade lasted me, what, 20-some minutes, right, if you were timing. But *6 on your phone line. Go ahead.
Vance, this is Jean. I have a quick question for clarification.
Go for it.
I know that we're switching to the retail model. I'm thinking that they're not even showing the wholesale prices anymore because they went on the website. I know that they're updating it. But I didn't see wholesale prices listed.
If they've already done it, that's fantastic. That's like cutting edge climate change stuff. Because that is, if I could access, and I don't, I can't get it on my phone, but maybe with the couple that we're staying with, I could, because they're Nikan customers, maybe I could log in and see what the Mexican website looks like. I've talked to people who have, I know Tony Collins, on one of our team Kaizen calls months ago, said, hey, Jeff, if this is what we're going to have, this is awesome. Because, yeah,
I'll admit, I was still a little sleepy, but I just saw the retail and then the customer auto ship. I didn't see any wholesale prices.
Okay. Well, I know what changed this week was the customer page is entirely different. It actually changed last week, and I didn't have a chance to really look at it, other than the fact that what I saw, the home landing page for customers, is gorgeous. That teal blue or whatever color blue theme is throughout. The My Story option on our PWPs is gone, which is fine. Personally, that's my opinion. It's just gone. Because I think some of us got a little carried away on putting so much information there. We should be able to tell our story in 30 seconds or less. And if somebody has to spend 10 minutes reading our story, that's too long. It's just too long. And it should be our story of why we chose to build Beacon as a business, because of what the product did for us. And if we didn't have a fantastic product experience, then steal somebody else's lie, make up one. I don't lie, actually, but that's a big change. So the landing page of what the customers see once they're either logged in or they type in www.mybeacon.com, that just changed for the better.
Vance, this is Gary. The customer page is retail only. If you go to the consultant page, there's the option of wholesale and retail.
Yeah.
Customer
okay,
page,
so
our customer page
hasn't changed yet. Yeah.
The customer
if
page
you wanna
is,
see,
is retail only.
Yeah, I think if we want to see what the wholesale price is, to see what that markup is, you know, for our own knowledge, then we can print off a price list. Because, again, look at any conventional business. That most of the time, the markup on a product at any store where we shop has been marked up 50%. So if it's a $5 item, it costs that store $2.50. That $2.50 profit they make is what they use to pay the overhead, the employees, all that other stuff. Weekend markup is 25% or 20%, depending on how you run your calculator. So that's the difference. So you can immediately know that that's the rebate that you're going to get. And I'm purposely pausing because I want to make sure everybody, the clarification on this is crystal clear.
Okay.
Go ahead, just keep talking. Yeah, go ahead, Maddie Jane.
Thank you. I have a question. Either the product which we do, the CM cream or the samples, and the little advertisement thing that they give us with it, that was that the customer, was that what we call wholesale, but it's not, it's just distributor-based price. I didn't see that available on my retail site for things, so I was wondering if perhaps it would be an area that didn't have to do with buying the privilege, had to do with access to things that distributors would want to use for their business.
If you're asking, is it available for customers? Yes, unless it was taken off the customer list. But I know when they added it about 6 or 8 months ago, I did a little happy dance because it was one of the things that I continued to ask for, that customers should be able to buy the box or the Ziploc package of 15 CM cream samples.
It is available for retail customers. I just bought them.
It is available. It should have been there, and it's in there. Thank you for that clarification, Gary. And again, I apologize. I'm not able to access that right now. This is one of the challenges of not having a landline and having a computer screen. I can use my phone as a computer, but I can't do that and talk on it at the same time. So that's one of those things. Let me just say, why would a customer want to buy the CM cream samples? Because it's available in a beautiful size. You can't take that full tube on an airplane. They will seize it. The TSA employees will confiscate it. But the CM cream sample packs, they can, and they won't seize them. And as long as they're in some, they're not going to explode. They're not going to leak everywhere. But it's on the go. And here's the beautiful thing. We as consultants can tell our customers, if you're using that in the tube form, you might want to order some of those packets for on the go. And if you have friends, that deal with any joint issues, or they might get a sunburn, or they might, you know, or they get an insect bite, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Why don't you share a packet with them?
Mm-hmm.
You get those customers becoming little CM Cream secret agents for you, and you're going to gain more customers.
Ben?
Yes.
I have a question about the casting.
Let me just ask for housekeeping, Jane. If you've demuted your line, you've hit star 6 and you've asked a question, if there's no background noise or no shuffling of paper, or for me, there's no roosters crowing, okay, in the background, then you're good. Okay.
Can you hear me?
But otherwise, hit star 6 and you're good. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. When you only pay, like, $2,400, does that show a loss in your business when you do that?
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, well, this is where I'm coming from. I have an accountant who, I had a lot of deductions, and I never had, like, you know how you have 5 years to kind of, I thought you had 5 years to show a profit or whatever, to show your business is
viable. In a conventional business, you have 5 years that you can continually, over that 5 years, declare a loss. After 5 years, if you're still declaring a loss, any CPA will tell you, you know, the IRS is not going to look at this as a business, because if you're not making profit after 5 years, you might want to reevaluate what you're doing, because that's
right.
More of a hobby. That's like these Baja 1000 racers.
Okay, I understand this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One of the racers was telling us that the car, the truck, that his little $20,000 or $25,000 truck that he built with his son, whipped up on a $650,000 truck last year. Okay, that's a hobby, okay? The cash earnings that they can win from one of the races, we were told, $4,000. Well, if you spend $650,000 on a truck and your only potential to win $6,000, that's not a business, okay? That's a $646,000 loss just in 1 year if you win the race.
Well, if we take all these deductions, I mean, and you only pay $2,400 or whatever you said, did you show a loss for your business or a profit?
No. I didn't tell you what the amount was, because some of you will be shocked, and I don't want to make claims of what you can earn as a consultant.
That's okay. I don't need to know that. I just need to know if you showed a profit with that.
Oh, we showed a profit. Trust me. We showed a profit.
But you didn't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, no, but what we did have to pay, because we have a set 8% income tax in the state of Oregon. It's a flat 8% income tax. We don't have sales tax. We don't have a consumer tax. So legitimately, we had to pay 8% of what we earned, but if we were able to deduct, that offsets that. So yes, just the Team Kaizen award trip that we, Stacy and I, were able to go on a year ago down to Cancun to see the Chichen Itza, the Mayan pyramids, all that.
Right.
That alone was a declared earning amount of over $5,000. So, yes, we had to pay taxes on that. But what my point is, because this is a legit business, everything that we earned in 2017, all I had to do, and I don't want to brag on this, because
you don't have to worry about that. I don't care about your bragging anyway. I just want to know, because I think what I can do legally, you know, because I couldn't show my deductions last year because she said I had to show a profit, and which was, it wasn't even 5 years. So anyway,
Here's how you can show a profit every single month.
When, yes.
Not if, but when you are quality enrolled. As an individual, most the average Ekin consultant who is on auto ship, not all, but most, are spending about somewhere between 120 to 180, maybe a little over, but in consumable products every single month. When, not if, but when you're quality enrolled and you have over 500 points every single month in customer orders, you will be showing a profit every single month. Because your commissional rebates, what you earn on the 15th of the following month, based on that being quality enrolled, will be more than what you spent on average.
Right.
So that's how you show a profit. Because you're spending... Oh, go ahead.
I understand that. So, but then we have to report that profit.
Nikin will have, right.
They'll show us that. But if we have deductions that exceed what that is, then we don't show a profit for our business.
Well, I guess we could look at this from a lot of different angles, and I don't want to belabor too long. However, when you continually seek customers, it won't take. And I loved what Ben Woodward wrote in the Core Consult newsletter, and I started reading it this morning, about gaining a presence on social media and gathering. You know, it's all about customer acquisition. When we're continuing, if you only added one customer a month who joined you on AutoShip, play the numbers out and see where you'll be a year from now. That's one of the goals I have. It's not just one. I have a goal of three on AutoShip of any amount per month. But play the numbers out and see where it ends up. It's pretty. But we have to treat this as a business. And as one of my travel mates shared with me again, reminded me of the fact, Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you think you cannot, what's the rest of that quote?
You're right.
Exactly. So, if you think you can build this as a business and attract customers, you can, or you cannot, based on your thought patterns.
Yes, go ahead. On the question of being a profit and whether or not you're a business, Amazon, I don't think, has recorded profit for some time, yet we call it a business.
That's an interesting perspective. I read a very, very damaging news story that came out of the United Kingdom this week about Amazon and the way they treat their employees. And I had to read it and think, well, wait a second. Is that entirely true? I have personal friends who work for Amazon, and I didn't ever hear them complaining about it other than that they work very, very hard. In-N-Out Burger, which I'm quite fanatical about, those of you who know me, we stopped. You know, they have a vegetarian option. My dad ordered it. Okay? You can go vegan at In-N-Out Burger. How is that possible? Well, it is. My point is this. They never start their employees at minimum wage. They start them well above minimum wage because those employees know they're going to work. And if we work our business with the intent to make a profit, it will make a profit. But we need to work our business. So I love that addition there, Patty Jane, that they haven't showed a profit. Yeah, you can burn up all your profits, but everybody gets paid the salary. You can burn up all your profits because you're utilizing that, and you're continually investing in to build your business more, and it's still a legit business.
Yeah. I was thinking of her her concern with what her person who's doing her taxes and helping the taxes is saying to her. To kind of give support. You know, we are working. We are starting. We have the right. No matter what they think of network marketing.
Exactly. These are fantastic questions and comments, and I really, really appreciate the group interaction because this helps to clarify for all of us.
So what you're saying is that In and Out Burger or whatever, that they're what do they have to live on? They give
Well, the sole entity, the heir of In-N-Out Burger, you can Google it and look it up. There's been some issues. She's been in the news. But her grandpa's parents started this company. It's not a franchise. It's a family-owned and operated business. They only open new locations where and when they want to open them. What do they have to profit for? Well, the heirs of the couple that started it, they live on the royalties, the dividends. A royalty is federally tax-free. Holy, what? It's federally tax-free, the royalty of a rental income, of a business entity. It's a royalty. And again, I'm getting way, way complicated for people that own real estate, people that let's say my mom penned a book on plant-based eating, and I, as one of her three sons, was an heir, and I received royalty payments for that. Well, that's federally, that's tax-free income. Well, oh, okay. There's all kinds of layers, and it gets really complicated that a lot of us don't understand. But if you read about this stuff, you're going, oh, I didn't know that. Well, Nikan, like, that's just like any other network marketing company that's legitimately set up for profit. What do we live on? What do the heirs of In-N-Out Burger live on? Well, the employees, they're regular W-2 employees. They get their paycheck. But every year as they're opening up new locations, they're reinvesting those profits, but the people that are running it as the employees, they're getting their share of it, and they have to pay taxes just like anybody else. I think it's January 1st to May 25th, maybe? My brother and sister-in-law's wedding anniversary date? I think that's where we're at now in the United States, that a typical W-2 employee works that amount of time to surrender for taxes. We as Nikan consultants don't have to pay that, don't have to contribute that much because of the deductions and all the advantages that we get. And part of that, again, is, and I'm beating the dead horse, and I apologize for this, part of that is the business deduction of everything that we order from Nikan, regardless of whether we consume it, we're sleeping on it, we're walking on it, it's a business tool. We have to look at it that way.
Okay, so then that...
Could you comment on the changes in the consultant website, particularly the information about downlines?
The information about downlines, that was a shocker for me, because we had all of these options. I clicked on my business, and I looked at the downline genealogy options that went from like several dozen down to three or four. And I went, wow, that's so much cleaner and easy to understand, because all those other things I may have looked at once or twice, but I never used them because they contain way more information
as a host
than we needed. They're just gone. So if you want me to comment on if I like it, I love it. Because it's cleaner, it's easier to understand. I gain more information every single month. If I want to see what customers are ordering what, well, number one, you can automatically send me an email But if I want to go back to that, if I don't want to save the email to see what the amount was, I just click on Account Inquiry underneath my business, and that shows me month to month for the past, what, 5 or 6 months, exactly what customers have ordered what, when, and I can follow up with them. I sent out more waterfall cards this week than I think I have in a long time to customers who have ordered replacement filters for either their waterfall or their aquaphor, with a little note that said, the one, Janet, I know you know the value and how great butane water is. Period. I have to ask the question, if it'll do this to sweet potatoes, what is it doing for our bodies? Vance. P.S. If there's anything I can do to support what you're looking for, please don't hesitate to call or text. And I wrote my phone number right there on the card. I put a first-class stamp on it, dropped it in the mail.
That's great. I'm going to have to look at it a little differently because I wasn't seeing as many options as you seem to have seen.
Yeah, no, I did. And again, the only other option I ever use is the genealogy downline report. Because then I can see not only our customers that are attached in our column, but I can see all of our consultants, and I can see what they're doing. I can't see their customers, but I can see which customers are ordering. And some of those, I have a, let's say I did a three-way with them. You know, when Rita signed up a customer and we did a three-way and Karen ordered, you know, a waterfall, I can either, if I choose, I can drop a waterfall card in the mail to her and say, hey, Karen, great, I'm glad I see you. Here's what it looks like. You may have already seen this, you know, but it's a really great, vivid reminder of what it's doing for our bodies, if it'll do this for the plants. And by the way, when it comes to the waterfall, please do not give people the option of deciding what and when they need to replace that filter. If you're going to spend $327 on a machine to treat your water and to clean it up, you should treat that machine with respect and follow the manufacturer's recommendation and every 90 days change that filter. Put those customers on a quarterly auto ship and say, look, this is what we do. I understand. Irma, it's only you drinking the water. I had this conversation with my sister-in-law, and she said, well, Vance, if it's only one person drinking the water, surely you don't need to change it every 3 months. If it's only one person driving your car, and they only use it once or twice a week, surely they can go beyond 3,000 miles in changing that oil. Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. You don't go beyond the manufacturer's recommendation for that automobile, so why should we or why could we on a waterfall? It's 90 days or 900 liters, whichever comes first. That's the manual. So don't sell yourself short. The next waterfall you introduce to somebody, get them on a quarterly auto ship. They don't have to remember that way. If they don't care about the benefits of slightly alkaline water, let them push it. Go 9, 12, 18 months. I don't care. Let them push it. They're not getting what they paid for, though. And I think it's a tragedy. I really do. And yes, I'm strong on this point. But with what I just read another article this morning by Dr. Mercola. It supports the one that Yahoo News published on March 15th. You can look that up. 93% of the bottled water that's produced around the world is tainted. If you're willing to gamble with 7%, drink bottled water. But remember, if you drink 100 bottles of water, know that you're only going to get 7 of them for every 100 that are not tainted. So if you want to roll the dice and play those odds, go for it. And I think we can be strong like that, because people know. It's a 2016, it was $100 billion industry. $100
billion. What was the reference point again for that, please?
Yahoo News, March 15th. I know I read it because Dave Johnson passed it on. He passed down the link. And I sent it out to a few people on March 16th, and I sent it to our customers a couple days later because I was so shocked. And it was not a long article. Yahoo News, Dr. McCullough, just this week, in their research, published the same exact findings. They took it from a different perspective, though. I like, numbers are fun for me, and that's why I went with the 93% article that Yahoo News published.
Vance, I don't know the link to it but offhand, but if you Google plastics in tap water, the plastics showing up in the tap water, not just the bottled water as well.
Yeah. And the statistics by 2025. I'd heard some say by 2030, but I think they'd bump that up to 2025. That's 7 years from now, folks. That's not some ambiguous date in the future. That's 7 years from now. It's 2018. But by 2025, they're saying there will be more plastic bottles in the oceans than there are fish in the sea. That is unacceptable. And the bottled water industry, Pepsi, Coke, I mean, Arrowhead Springs, you name everything. They are laughing all the way to the bank. They're not putting forth any initiatives to help turn the tide, to reduce those statistics. They're just chumming it up. And I'm not coming out against them. I'm drinking out of a big bottle of water while I'm here. Fortunately, the people we're staying with, their Nikin customers, they have a waterfall. Okay? So they're not contributing to the landfall. They have to buy bottled water here in Mexico. But they run it through the waterfall. They don't have a choice. These bottles are then returned to the company. These are big 5-gallon jugs. So... I'm getting, somebody tell me, Vance, you're really getting good if there's long pauses. You're allowing people to ask questions and make comments. Someone please tell me. I've been working on this. I'm being facetious. But my point is, if you've got questions, this is the format to bring them up. At least once a month, we will take this format. I'll share some thoughts. The line is open, especially on these pivotal things. I'm hoping... it'll give you leverage to build your business, to share with customers. One last announcement. If you know people that have been impacted out by autism, next Saturday, I've even forgotten her name because I put it in my phone, and I've not even talked to her. We just texted twice back and forth. She's going to be sharing her story of what Nikin has done and how it's impacted her family, not only her daughter, who has been diagnosed with autism, but also her father, who, amazing, and I'm going to get some of the details, look for it in the email that I send out this week. Thank you again for your prayers for our journey down here to Mexico and back, 34 hours, nonstop driving, amazing experience. Absolutely, in every turn. I never got to do what we got to experience yesterday at the border. And got to see the Mexican top 10 most wanted. Yeah, never would have seen that either. But because we had to pay a little bit of duty on all the windows that we bought down for the construction projects they're working on. But this is Vance's, you know, I get excited about this. Because it's giving back, it's part of a healthy society, and all of us, as mature, weekend consultants. We should really be pushing the envelope on that healthy society pillar and finding ways to serve and to give back. And for some of us, it's doing crazy things like driving to Mexico. And but for others, it's just, every week serving in our church or helping out in some way or giving financially. Hey, there's one in the arena of water, and I'll make an announcement. World Vision. They're known for sponsoring children around the world. Is it March 18th, 19th? I don't think it's 18th because that's the anniversary date of Mount St. Helens explosion. I think it's March or May 19th. Look up World Vision, and they are doing a fun run walk. It's probably happening in every major city across the U.S. For $50, you can enter to do this 6-kilometer race / walk. You can do either. 6 kilometers is the average that people in third world countries, mostly children and ladies, it's 6 kilometers each way every day that they have to walk to get clean water. World Vision has discovered that for $50, you can enter this and or just make a donation, but $50 will end that 6-kilometer journey each way for one person for the rest of their life. They can dig a well or drill a well to give them clean water. Then Google it, look it up. Kenna, Patty, and I, Jason and Emily are going to volunteer to work the cables, but we're doing this walk. Yes, that's a 19-year-old and an 8-year-old and a 49-year-old. I'm not a walker. I'm not a runner. I have no intentions on setting a record. I just know, hey, I can get $50 and I can do this walk. Why not? Hey, you want to sponsor me, text me, call me, email me. I'd be glad to do it on your behalf. I'd love to raise more money than the 50. But I'm also going to carry the canteen or carry the container, which is a replica of what most of these people around the globe are carrying each way, empty to 6 kilometers out, full to 6 kilometers back. I'm going to carry that. I want to do it. I want to prove something that I can, with the help of Nikki, of course, the insoles and a good pair of walking shoes, and probably a knee wrap and some PM cream, and then my Magflex. But that's my plan. Again, I think it's May 19th. And it's World Vision is the parent organization. Check it out. Great way to give back, to plug into a healthy society. It's the top of the hour. Thank you again for everybody who asked such amazing questions. Thank you for your input. Thank you for your support. Appreciate you guys greatly. Don't miss next Saturday's call. And I think that's all I got. Thank you guys again. Have a great rest of the weekend. And have fun sharing the internet with people.
Thanks, man.
For now.
Have a great week.
Or they say adios.